This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We have our weekly bloggers roundtable coming up, but first we take a look at what's happening on the web and our blog, News and Views. With me is our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So will you be my friend online?
I will, but there's a new study about some of these social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace that says, you know, people who rack up 500,000 friends online, those friends don't yield genuine friendships in real life. It's a really interesting study. It says that the brain can really only handle about 5 close friendships. And so that people who have all these friends and often brag about them and say, you know, look how many friends I have online, it doesn't really mean anything in real life.
There's been a lot of people who really use it as a networking tool, but you're basically saying that those emotional attachments don't come through. And why do you think that is in terms of trust, maybe?
Right. Well, on the web, people can be deceptive, and oftentimes on these profiles they create, they lie and exaggerate things about themselves. And the study says that people need face-to-face interaction to determine if people can be trustworthy. So we have more about that study on our blog.
Fantastic. And what about our blog? What are people reacting to?
Well, as we marked the 6th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday, there's some really poignant comments from people remembering where they were on 9/11. So I'd encourage people to go back and read those. Folks are still talking about Oprah's fundraiser for Barack Obama. And then coverage of the Gina 6 prosecution in Louisiana, it's always a big story. And as a sampling of what people are saying on our blog, one person said, quote, "The juvenile justice implications of this case are certainly worthy of scrutiny, but we can't forget the other problem that affects far more of our nation's children, racially disparate school discipline practices."
What else do we have going on with the Gina 6 case?
Well, we came across some photos of the town and some of the key figures involved in that case that really add a humanizing dimension to that story. And so we've posted those photos on our blog, and people can find those and a collection of our reporting on that story online as well.
Well, Jeff, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.